This morning, I invite you to turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, verses 1 through 6. I now present these words of truth to you from the Gospel of Matthew. About that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Which of us is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Jesus called a small child over to him and put the child among them. Then he said, "I assure you, unless you turn from your sins and become as little children, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, anyone who becomes as humble as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And anyone who welcomes a little child like this on my behalf is welcoming me. But if anyone causes one of these little ones who trust in me to lose faith, it would be better for that person to be thrown into the sea with a large millstone tied around the neck." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. As we hear these words, and I was sharing from the New Living Translation this morning, as we hear these words, what we find is Jesus having a conversation with the disciples. And he's having this conversation because the disciples had really started to become self-centered and start to focus on their inward thoughts, because they were arguing over who the greatest was. They were trying to establish that pecking order or that power or to basically some affirmation about how good that they were doing. So they were focusing on really on a secular order. And as they were doing that, they were losing sight of what it meant, that real issue of what it meant to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Because they were out here thinking, and the words that Jesus offered brought them right back dead to the center, put them right back about where they should be. Those examples that he used, that strong example that he used about children, about this is how you have to be, this is what it takes. Nothing about age, but it's about a thought. That's what he was trying to get across to the disciples. And at the same time, he used some pretty strong language that whatever you do, don't cause another person to lose faith. Because woe be unto you if you do that. It's going to be a bad day if you cause another person to lose faith. So the message that he offers to the disciples rings clear to us today. There's a certain way that we should be. And there's certain things that are worth thinking about while other things are not. Well, one of the things that I do ask is, where is it that we have become shackled, I guess, with conflict, worry, and concern over things that really don't matter? Where have we chosen the wrong battles and continued to just let them eat us up on the inside? Maybe it's what a spouse or a child is going to wear. Maybe it's about who got a promotion at work, or who's serving in what role in the church. Who knows what it could be about, but where is it that we have worried about things that really don't matter in the big picture? And I think it would be helpful for us at times to stop and say, you know what? Does this, and you fill in the blank, and whatever it is, does this really matter in this whole big scheme of things? Is this going to matter tomorrow, next week, next year? Or does it matter to the kingdom of God? Does it really matter that much to me? And if it doesn't, do we really need to worry about those things that don't have any significance, any real significance? Those petty things. Those petty things are those things that build up and take us away from that real focus on our spiritual journey. And I mentioned just a few minutes ago, after we had shared "Draw Me Nearer," and talk about the side, being at the bleeding side of Christ, and then also the hymn "Amazing Grace." Sometimes in our lives we can be so wrapped up with those petty things that we don't have any hands free to receive the grace that God has in store for us. Or our heart might be so full of worry that we don't have a place to put that grace that God is trying to give us and that goodness that He's trying to pour out. We may not see it because we're so focused on everything else, because we get wrapped up in everything. It could be politics, it could be church issues, family conflict, who's coming to the Christmas dinner. It might be some discontent at work about who got promoted over whom, and who knows what it is. But those are the things that get in the way of us having that childlike faith. Because the other thing that happens is because as adults, we got a lot of life experience. I think you would agree, we all have good life experience. Fairly educated at different levels. We got an education. And we have this perceived theological expertise on a lot of stuff too. So the education, the life experience, and this perceived theological expertise, they really serve us well about getting us in trouble. Because we seem to think that we have the answers. We seem to think that we can do it on our own, when the reality is we know that we can't. Now, we might talk it over here. Yeah, we're going to put it in the hands of the Lord. We're going to walk each day and trust in the Lord. And when it gets too big for us, then we're going to trust in God. We do a good job talking that. But we have a real hard time living that. So that's the caution that we need to, that flag that we need to have in our mind that goes off each day. When is it time to be still and know that God is God? When is it time to trust fully? When is it time to acknowledge that we don't have the answers? But probably one of the most important things that I say this morning, and whenever I was praying over this scripture and studying and preparing to come in here and see you this morning, was what I wanted to say more than anything is I don't want to grow up. I do not, absolutely do not want to grow up. Now, I don't need the smiles and I don't need any of the laughing, because most of you that know me will probably say, Alan, you have no worries. You've not grown up. You don't have to worry about it. Man, you're still a kid. But the point that I make, and the reason I say that, is that this is what I want. I want that childlike faith that Jesus talks about to the disciples in Matthew 18. That's what I want. I want that childlike faith that He is talking about. I want to be that humble person that He is talking about. I want to be that person that trusts and believes and don't question. I want to think in that simple and sincere way of a child. Because when He says that you must be humble as this little child to get into the kingdom of heaven, and to become a little child, then that means that we have to believe, that we have to trust, that we have to love, and that we have that childlike faith. So those are the things that I want in my life when I say that I don't want to grow up. And so what does that childlike faith mean to me? Well, this is what it means, and this is what it means that I believe. What matters is that Jesus Christ died for my sin and your sin. And that when He was raised from the dead, He took our sin with Him. And He gave us a promise of an everlasting life. He taught me to love God and to love my neighbor. And He taught me to tell other people about Him, that they too could have Jesus in their heart. And that's what it means to me whenever I think about what it means to be a Christian, and what I would imagine the young people, the children would have in their hearts, that message that they've heard over and over, is that these are the things that matter. Now, I'm not trying to water down the gospel. Please understand that. What I'm trying to do is to illustrate the awesomeness of our God in a simple, childlike manner, a childlike faith that puts it into perspective. We worry about where we're going to eat lunch today. Does that really matter? Or does it matter that Jesus lived and died for us
that we could be forgiven of our sins. That's what really matters. Does it matter that they didn't have cherry lemon sun drop, that they only had tea today? What really matters is that when I die, I get to go to heaven if I accept Jesus Christ in my heart. And what matters is that God, or that Jesus left the great command to love God and love our neighbor. Does it matter that I go to get to this appointment on time? Or does it matter that I go tell somebody about Jesus Christ because I was commanded to go out and make disciples that they could be baptized in the name of the Lord? That's what matters. And that is that childlike faith. Now, how amazing would it be if we could each live that every day? If we could each live that every day. Now, we're not to be childish. There's a difference in being childlike and childish. We're not going to be childish and argue over those things that don't matter. But what we do want to be is childlike in our faith. So when I say that, think just for a minute about the conversations that you have had with children. I want you to think about some of the powerful things that you have heard our children say in church. And you wonder where that come from. Think about some of the powerful things that your children or our children you know have said in your life, especially at that time, and you say, wow, why didn't I think of that? Or wow, why didn't I say that? Or why do I not believe as strongly as my child does? So think about how God has used children in your life. And when you think about those places, you cannot argue about their humbleness. You can't argue about their sincerity or the love that they communicate. You can't argue that because you know that they've got it. They understand. They know what it means to believe. And they don't go around, and this is where being adults gets us in trouble, they don't go around trying to perfect that art of theodicy of reconciling God with everything in the world, of saying, well, this happened because of, or this happened because of, or I need to know more about this so I can believe more fully. They simply believe. Children believe that Jesus Christ is their Savior. Children believe that God created them and God created everything. And they don't try to explain it. They simply believe without question. They believe without question. And as we go about our daily lives and we start thinking about being childlike in our own faith, childlike in our own lives, that might be hard for us to stomach. Because when we think of children, we typically think that children are considered weak, children are dependent, they're needy, they have a lot of things that need to be addressed. But think about it. Are we not needy? Are we not dependent? Do we not depend on God for everything that we have, every direction we're going in? Every problem we face, are we not weak without His ever-present help in our time of trouble? And do we really think that we can live this life alone without His help? So maybe we do need to think about whether or not we're ready to embrace that childlike faith in our life. But as adults, we still overthink things. But so many places we overthink things. In so many places, we never fully understand the amazing grace, the mercy, and the works of our Father. So the point that we should take away is that let us quit trying to explain it. Just receive it. God's given it. Let's receive it. Don't be trying to explain it. If you get a gift from a friend, you may be thinking, okay, what are the motives? Well, don't be thinking about the motives. Be thankful for the gift that you have. And let us prepare ourselves to receive what it is that God has in store for us. And for that to happen, we've got to seek that childlike faith. We need to model the humble and sincere nature of children. And to understand that, especially with children, that sometimes we'll hear the truth a lot. But we also hear the truth in a way that we may not want to hear it. How many times have you heard a child speak a truth, but you really didn't want that out in public? But it was still the truth. And that's that childlike faith. So of course, our responsibility though is to raise our children in a manner We have a responsibility to raise children in a manner that reflects honor and glory to God. We have that responsibility. And we do that with teaching them in a correct way, in a way that gives glory to God. We teach them about obedience. But here's the key. We can't use that excuse anymore, do as I say, not as I do. How many times have you heard that? How many times have I said that? Do as I say, don't do as I'm doing. I'm the adult here. Well, if we want that childlike faith, then we've got to live it as we teach it. And then the other warning that was there, no matter what we do, we can never be the one that causes a child to turn away from their belief in Jesus Christ as their Savior. We should never be the one that violates a child's trust. We should never be the one that causes a child to stray or to succumb to temptation. As a body of Christ, we're responsible for building up children in their faith, for strengthening them, and for us too to become that child. So I don't want to grow up. I do not want to grow up. And then Jesus said, let the children come, because the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, belongs to such as these. And in doing so, he blessed the little children. And even though we don't want to grow up, of course, we can't stop the fact that we're going to grow old. When we're born, we start dying. So we get older. And that's going to happen. But in our hearts, and in our minds, and in our spirit, we can refuse to grow up. And we can seek out that childlike faith in everything that we do. And as we do this, let us share the simple truths that we know with everyone we encounter. This morning, these are the things for which we praise God. Amen.